Hi, my name is Eric Allen. I'm the principal winemaker of Ascension Cellars, and I would love for you to come out and meet us and get to know a little bit more about our wines at ascensioncellars.com.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
Well, today we get to meet yet another garagiste winemaker who will be participating in the Garisht Festival on July 12th in Los Angeles that will be featuring over 40 artisan winemakers. And I want to give a little bit of background in that, just to remind you, since the inception, the Garagiste events have benefited the San Luis Obispo-based Cal Poly Wine and Viticulture Program. Its mission of furthering the education of future winemakers and those training for employment within the wine industry. And for the most part, the Garagiste Festival showcases high-quality, cutting-edge micro-production commercial wineries that produce fewer than 1,500 cases, and many of them, it's way under 800 cases a year. And joining us right now is one of the co-founders of Ascension Cellars, Eric Allen, and we thank you so very much for your time.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So, Eric, you are a very creative person in what you do with your day job. I'd love to get the story from you when you decided or how you decided you wanted to become a winemaker.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you, it started actually in the early 90s. I got the wine bug. I was on a trip throughout France and Italy, and I fell in love with the Southern Rhone wines, Châteauneuf du Pape, you know, Grenache-based wines, and just their hypnotic personality that they had. And then we spent some time in Italy, and I was just like hooked. Oh my God, Chiantes were just like so fantastic. And I came back to California, of course, after that memorable trip, and then it was a quest to seek out, you know, wines that were similar to that. And a dear friend of mine, she was telling me about Paso Robles. She's like, oh, you have to go to Paso Robles, they thrive at making Rhone wines. And then over the years, I just struck up friendships with people who were winery owners and other winemakers from the area, and they kind of took me in. I wiggled my way into their hearts, as you would say.
Okay.
And so that's basically how I got started. I had a dear friend of mine, Bill Sheffer, who is a famous winemaker in the area, and he got me interested in blends and how to, you know, correctly blend wines and what to look for and so on. And I'll tell you, it just became something that overtook, you know, all of my extra time, and I just love it.
Where are you based out of with your business?
I'm based out of Orange County. I'm actually okay. From Huntington Beach originally. That's where I was born, and I've lived in the Orange County area my entire life. And so the winery is actually in Paso Robles, California, which is
okay.
In the Central Coast. And I make the four-hour commute, gosh, a dozen plus times a year. And I use the time to just basically to reflect on the wines and the blends and so on and so forth. I would say that the best way to look at how I use my commute time is like someone does in the shower in the morning. You know, sometimes your best ideas come in the shower.
Yeah.
And literally, that was the case for me just recently. I had four barrels of Cabernet and two barrels of Syrah, which I just absolutely love. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do with these wines? I'm like, well, you know, I could bottle them individually because they stand on their own. They're just fantastic. Or I could put them together. And I was thinking, okay, how would I get these wines together? And then I started thinking, you know, Petit Verdot and a little bit of Merlot, and boom. That became literally the idea for our wine Soul Shaker, and because it just turns everything upside down. And so you never know where your inspirations are going to come from, but I use the time, you know, literally for my commute to just to reflect and come up with ideas and just to kind of get away from it all and decompress.
Is there a winery that people can visit and taste, or is all the wine sold through like an online wine club?
Right now, everything is sold direct. So
okay.
They're available through our website, which is ascensioncellars.com.
Okay.
In addition to that, we are in some restaurants like Citrus City Grill down in Orange County.
Okay.
And but they can also go to Cass Vineyard and Cass Winery, and that's where we make all of our wine.
Oh.
And we're very, very blessed to be part of their family. Steve and Alice Cass, they adopted us, oh gosh, almost 7-8 years ago now.
Okay.
And I was up there on a wine adventure with some friends of mine. I'm the assistant winemaker for a home winemaking group. So we have co-op, and they've been making wines together for literally 30-plus years. I'm not kidding you. They all went to UC Santa Barbara, UCLA together. And so they were best friends. And so they were looking for someone young. And since they all graduated in roughly 68, they were looking for a little bit of backbone as well. And so I was introduced to them, and we struck up this wonderful relationship. And we were going up to Paso Robles to source grapes. And I was familiar with the area, and that's where I met Steve and Alice. It wasn't too long after that, Steve and I were having a conversation about Syrah, and then he invited me to do a little project with him, and just to see how it was received, you know, kind of test the waters.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing hit for us, and so we did a Syrah blend, and then we also did a Viognier Chardonnay blend that was a huge hit. We called that one Elevation. And that was kind of a tribute to our wine co-op, which is our friends in Lake Arrowhead. So initially, our name was based on a tribute to them. And so we're thinking, oh, we'll call the wine, you know, Elevation, but it was already taken. And so we're thinking, okay, well, what else can we come up with? And I was talking to my wife one day, and she goes, well, have you considered Ascension? It's basically the same thing. And I'm like, oh, you know, and it's just like a light being flipped on in a dark room. From that point forward, it was like, oh, my gosh, this is perfect. And so we began.
Eric, did you first start this project with the thought that you were making wine for your own consumption or just for your need to be creative in this respect? Or did you know from the get-go that you wanted to make wine and share and sell to others?
You know, I just couldn't help myself.
Okay.
Initially, it started off literally as something we were doing for fun. It was just a home winemaking group and gifts for friends for, you know, the holidays.
Right.
And,
right.
And I was thinking, oh, this would be wonderful promotional gifts for clients of mine. And then they started asking for more. And I'm like, well,
wow.
I don't have more to give, you know. And so that's when Steve got involved. And we were chit-chatting. And before I knew it, he allowed me to do that Syrah project. And it just took off from there. I'll tell you, it's just been a fun ride. We're really enjoying it. So it was something that we were drawn into. But as a creative person, I couldn't help myself. I mess with everything. I do all the cooking in the house. And,
oh, boy.
And which is great, but I hate the cleanup, which is perfect for most artists.
Yes. I don't like the cleanup either. Wow.
Yeah.
So what are you going to be pouring at this Garagiste Festival in Los Angeles on July 12th?
Well, we're so excited. We're going to be pouring one of our new wines, which is our 2012 Cumulus, and that is an MRV, which is a Marsan-Roussan Viognier blend, and it's all stainless steel, and it has just a beautiful floral note to it. So we'll be pouring that wine, and then in addition to that, we also have our Mayhem Syrah, which is our Little Devil, and our Ethereal Cabernet Sauvignon. Then we also have one of our dessert wines we'll be pouring, which is our Rapture. So we have fun names for all of our wines.
And what's the base, the blend for the Rapture dessert wine?
It's a Primitivo.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, it's 100% Primitivo. So for those Zinfandel fans out there, they will absolutely adore it. It has a lot of, you know, I would say a lot of fig and just deep currant fruit on it. It's absolutely lovely. And I think the name is well-suited for the wine. So it's one of those things that is, literally, it's a glorious wine.
What is your total production, if I could ask?
Well, it's a great question. We started off, we were just under 400 cases. So right now we're at 450, but we'll be bottling soon in August. At the end of August is our scheduled bottling, and we're going to be actually ramping up production. We'll be up all the way to 950 cases. So we're so excited. Such a big leap for us, but you know, I'm headfirst into everything.
And if people order in different states, you'll ship to them?
Absolutely. We're licensed to ship to a majority of the states outside of California, of course.
Okay.
So Arizona, Texas, Florida, Montana, and so on. So literally, if there is a call for it, we get the appropriate licensing, and then we ship.
I'm curious about this GSM blend that you have, the Grenache Syrah Mourvèdre.
Well, we have two of them. One is called Dalliance, and that's our GSMV. So it's Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre with a little bit of Viognier.
Okay.
And that one is, I was going on and on about this wine one day with my wife, and I'm like, I don't know what to name this wine. And she's all, she's very quick, and she's English, and she always has these like little quips for everything. And she's like, well, it sounds like you're having a little Dalliance of the Heart there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's perfect. So Dalliance it became. And so it's all stainless steel or neutral barrel fermentation, and it's an absolutely lovely wine. It has a nice rose petal nose to it, and it's one of those ones that has a nice lingering finish, too, and it draws you back for more, which is what we try to inspire with all of our wines.
And you also have a white port.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, we have a white port. It's called the Evangelist, and it's 100% Viognier and an absolutely lovely wine. So if you love Sauternes, this is certainly a wine that will just draw you back.
Eric Allen of Ascension Cellars participating in the L.A. Garagies Festival. Thank you so very much for your time this week. On Wine and Dine, this has been a glorious meeting.
Thank you so very much. Come out and see us at Union Station on the 12th.
We will have links up for you to learn more and purchase tickets.
You're listening to iWine Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Minnick. I'm the co-founder of the Garagiste Festival in Paso Robles, California, and elsewhere, and a Garagiste winemaker myself. Come find out more about us and our winemakers at garagistefestival.com. Sign up for our newsletter there and stay abreast of what's happening.